Thanks for calling Customer Service. This is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. I'd like to speak with someone about my charges that I would like to. I'm requesting a refund.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be more than happy
Hello?
To. Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay. Yes.
Oh, you can hear me? Okay.
Okay. My name is Slobasic.
Say your name again.
What?
Your name again.
Kathy Slobasic.
Okay. I got it, Ms. Slobasic.
There are two charges that I don't recognize coming from your company that I would like removed from my account. I would like a refund.
May I have your bill and zip code?
You want what?
Your zip code.
15226.
Okay, Ms. Levance, I see you have, the face eye cream, the face cream and the eye cream. The Elveri face cream and Elveri eye cream. And those were the charges you said that you wanted refunded, right?
That's exactly right. $92.90. And $91.89.
Was there a reason you don't want the product?
Well, first of all, I never received the product. I received the little samples that I was only supposed to pay shipping on, and that's all. I haven't received anything else. And I don't want anything else. But you folks just went ahead and charged me anyway. And I would like a refund.
Okay, we can send 16 days. We just shipped out some on the 22nd, so you're gonna receive more product because that's the product that you call the charge you're calling about. That's the product that was just sent out to you. But
I want it.
Okay, we're gonna cancel it. You can just keep it. Let's see. I can. We can offer you 35% on more product if
you
choose.
I don't want 35%. Ma'am, I want the entire amount of both charges refunded. I don't want the product. I didn't order the product. The only thing I ordered was a little sample. If I got that, that's fine. I don't want anything else. I want these charges taken off my bill. I want them refunded. Not 35%, 100%. I can't believe a company can survive doing business the way this has been handled. This is terrible. You shouldn't be charging people for stuff that they didn't order.
Okay, yeah. What happened? Do you remember taking a survey or a free trial anywhere online?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, you know. And verify your address for me.
621 North Crest Drive, Pittsburgh, PA 15226.
Yeah, so you know, it has your information, charge your credit card, you verified your address. There was somewhere maybe that you entered a free trial and you forgot to cancel within the 14 days or on the 14th day, and that's why you would be your four.
Where was it said that I have to refuse it in 14 days? I never read any of that.
It was in the terms of this condition of the box that you check and say, are you 18 or older? If you would have like read the small term, the fine term, it would have stated that
No, please just refund my money. I don't want your product. I never ordered your product. I want my money refunded.
Well, the charges are a valid charge.
You know what? It's valid according to you, because I couldn't read your little tiny fine print. But that's no way to do business. And I'll tell you what, I don't want to threaten, but if you don't refuse these charges or you don't refund them, I'm going to have to do something ugly, like go on social media. I don't want to do that. I just want you guys to do what's right. Just refund my money. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Okay, let's see. Okay, do you mind if I place you on a brief hold while I speak with management about a refund?
Pardon me?
Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
Just don't disconnect me like you did the last time.
No, I didn't hang up on you last time. This is my first time speaking with you.
I didn't mean you specifically.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Somebody.
Oh, yes. No, ma'am. I won't hang up on you.
Okay. They're crooks. They're absolute crooks.
You deserve better, hon.
Okay, thank you for being so patient to hold a line for Ms. Lavosky. Sorry that you feel the need to make the social media threat. We did go ahead and cancel your account, so you will not receive future charges or cream from us, okay?
And you're going to refund my money?
No, ma'am.
You're not?
No. These charges are valid charges.
So the two charges, you're not going to refund?
No, ma'am.
Am I getting you correctly?
Yes, you are.
And what is the reason that you will not refund my money?
Because the charge is a valid charge.
What?
Because your charges are valid.
Okay. Shame on you. I'm telling you what. I am going to go on social media, and you guys are going to be sorry. How about let me speak to a supervisor?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I want to speak to a supervisor.
Okay. You want to speak with a supervisor, okay. Okay, hold the line while I get you over to a supervisor.
She said, hold on, and put you over to the supervisor.
Okay, hold the line. Get your supervisor, okay?
Yeah. I am not believing this.
What company is this?
Who knows? Never even heard of this company.
Okay, the company was the skin, the skin and eye care cream.
What about it?
That you said you was unaware of what you ordered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't order anything. I was just the only thing I ordered was the trial sample, which I received, and that's all I signed up for. I didn't give you okay to charge my account $200. Are you kidding me?
When you signed up for this,
oh, I don't want to hear when I signed up for it. You're talking about something that's in minute print that who the hell can see it? Why don't you make that one of your bold headlines on your advertising? No, because it's deceitful what you're doing. I can't believe a company could stay in business operating the way you guys do. And where's the supervisor?
She is coming. I have to give her your information, which is what I'm doing now. Okay.
It's just not right what you folks are doing. It really isn't. You know, I'm an old woman on Social Security. And if $200 or something that I didn't order that I don't want, because you have something in such fine print that no one can see it, that's not right.
So I'm going to send her over as much of your information as possible as I can. And I do hope that she can verify, assist you with that refund. Okay, let's see. Please. Oh, your order number. Okay, let's see. Order number. Okay, let's see. Okay, at this time, you'll be speaking with a supervisor, okay? Thank you, Mr. Lodge, for holding the line, and you have a wonderful day.
Oh, you too.